Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're listening to this, I'm already dead. Or I've mysteriously disappeared. I don't know, maybe I'm just being paranoid, but I've seen it happen. Twice, at least. One dead, one missing. All so that rich and powerful men can keep their secrets. If your silence can't be bought, it'll be enforced. That's how these guys operate. These recordings contain everything I know. I made them throughout the investigation. They upload automatically to my cloud. I trust that someone will find them. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm Avery Stevens with the Metro Sun-Times, and everything you hear on these recordings is true. It comes from evidence I've seen firsthand, interviews I've conducted. Please, just follow the facts. Get the fuck out of here now! I'll call the cops, I swear to God. No! Let go of my phone! You...
Welcome to Solve, the interactive mystery podcast where you don't just hear about crimes, you solve them. Each episode will present you with a different case inspired by a true crime. You'll interrogate suspects, piece together evidence, and investigate the crime scene. You're the detective. This is your case. Can you solve it? Solve presents The Scoop.
Okay. Today is August 12th, and I'm still trying to decide what to do about this call I received today. I was at my desk on a deadline and trying to bang out this article on pharma price fixing. A pharmaceutical giant is on the ropes as a company whistleblower reveals new details in the unfolding price fixing conspiracy. Avery Stevens.
Is this the reporter who covered Wayne Leslie during his last Senate run?
Yes, it is.
Long time, Avery.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Well, the last time we bumped into each other, well, I guess I bumped into you. And I could have been gentler. Never did apologize for that.
I was asking a sitting senator a simple question, and you hip-checked me to the ground.
It wasn't meant to be so rough. I was just doing my job.
So was I. Where's the apology?
This is it. I'm retiring. Cleaning out my desk, I guess you could say. And found some things that might interest you.
It's not my beat anymore.
I know. You're in investigations now. And you know what I do?
You're a fixer for Senator Leslie and men like him?
Not at all curious what I have to show you.
Fine. I'll send you a secure link. You can send anything.
In person. Fifth level of the parking garage at City Hall. Come alone.
2 years we were together. We told each other everything. But then all of a sudden she was acting... I don't know, man. It was weird.
I gotta head out.
Whoa, where are you going? I thought tonight was a little bit of the binge and bone night.
I have to meet a source, or potential source.
Oh.
I don't really know. It could be bullshit.
Come on. I had this whole night plan. We were gonna order in, maybe not wear many clothes.
I gotta work.
Okay. Well, gotta say, you're always working.
Well, I'm a reporter, so...
Yeah, I know that. Okay, what's going on with you? You're, like, super short with me lately.
Can we not do this right now, please?
Do what?
Chris, I'm looking into a story. That's what's going on, okay?
Okay. All right. Seems important. Tell me about it.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't? Do you not trust me?
No, it's just... It's a fucked up thing, and I don't want you trying to get involved.
Ah. Because I'll just... Screw it up.
Chris, come on. I can't do this right now. I gotta go, okay? I'm sorry.
Yep. Another solo night. And then all of a sudden, she's like sneaking around. And honestly, I feel awful saying this right now, but at the time, I thought she was cheating on me. I did. I had no clue that she was going to this clandestine meetup with some goon. And she was right. I would have gotten involved. She should not have gone by herself.
Avery. Get in.
How about you get out?
You want to see what I have? You want this story? Get in.
Well? Can you make this any less unnerving?
It's a phone. You're jumpy.
You're shady.
Photos. Album name, client work.
Okay. This is explicit.
Well, it would be, wouldn't it? If you can bring yourself to look closer.
Ugh. It's Senator Leslie.
And that's not his wife.
That's not a woman.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a Bible he's thumping.
So much for Captain Conservative Values. He paid you to make these go away?
Gave the young man a generous monetary gift wrapped in an NDA. But the good senator's not the only one. Keep scrolling.
Is that... Guy Bergman?
Bregman. And a sprightly young woman who is not his wife of 28 years.
Tabloid mogul paying you to keep him out of the tabloids. That's ironic. Oh, and this guy. Oh, I know him. The first baseman. Pat Giles. My boyfriend's a big baseball fan.
And here he is, diving headfirst into this young lady's third base.
So these people wanted to go public about the affairs and you silenced them. What's with the sudden attack of conscience?
I have a wife, too. As it turns out, I care very much what she thinks of me. Very much.
So you figure you atone for being a thug and she'll respect you?
Sure. If she comes back. There's more where that came from.
I'll need more proof.
You'll get it.
Hey, let me send those to myself.
I'll hold on to them for now. I know you guys can't pay sources, but maybe you can drum up some sort of licensing fee for these photos.
I thought this was about cleaning up your act.
Clean act isn't cheap. I'll call you tomorrow. We should move fast before the good senator catches wind of this.
Look, I'm a four-term senator. People have said all kinds of things about me over the years. And when you're in the midst of a campaign, you can count on baseless rumors coming up. As I understand it, whatever story Miss Stevens was investigating was so weak that her own editor wouldn't even allow her to pursue it.
You've got to be kidding me.
You know me, always the jokester.
This is a massive scandal, Tom.
What have you got here? You've got Drisco's word.
I've seen the photos.
And I believe you. But in case you haven't noticed, journalists aren't exactly getting the benefit of the doubt these days.
Well, usually their editors at least let them pull the thread.
I'm glad you used that word. Thread. That's what this paper is hanging by. I work my ass off every day to make sure we're not another Twitter casualty. What do you think is going to happen when these three sue us for libel?
He says there's more clients.
More lawsuits.
It's not libel if it's true.
Look, Avery. Normally I'd say check it out, see where it leads. But you're dealing with thugs. You're meeting them in parking garages. You're putting yourself at risk, and this guy's asking for money. The whole thing smells bad. Drop it. The story was salacious, but it just didn't meet our journalistic criteria. When your only source is a fixer, you have no source. I wasn't trying to upset Avery. I was trying to help her. She was one of the best. Probably would have won a Pulitzer one day. It's a damn shame what happened to her. I wish I could tell you more, but you know as much as I do. The word around the newsroom is that her and that boyfriend of hers were having problems, so it might be worth looking into.
Hey, babe. Little binge and bone?
No.
Little bone and binge?
No, stop saying that.
What? You like the binge and bone.
Okay, look, I'm sorry. I've had a really shitty day at work.
Oh. That sucks. Well, tell me about it. Is it the little story you're working on?
Was working on. I don't know anymore.
What do you mean you don't know? Wait, what's the story?
I can't get into it right now.
Why not?
Protecting my sources.
What? From me?
God, I gotta take this. Hello?
Any word on that licensing fee?
Not going to happen.
Fine, forget it. Listen, I was talking to some of the girls. They're willing to come forward. NDA be damned.
Really? They'll go on record?
They'll need good lawyers, if you can recommend anyone.
Okay, if I'm going to go down this rabbit hole with you, I need you to send me those photos so I can show my boss, all of them, with the other names.
All right, I'm on my way home. I'll do it as soon as I think I got a tail.
Someone's following you?
Maybe. Doesn't matter, I'm just around the corner.
Drisco? Drisco! Okay, it's August 13th, and today I heard a man die over the phone. Car accident. Accident. Somebody knew Drisco was giving his clients up. And if they knew he was talking... God. They knew who he was talking to.
A return to family. A return to common sense. A return to Jesus. My friends, if you re-elect me as your senator, we can continue our mission to return this country to its glory days and remind everyone why we are one nation under God. Thank you very much. Well, thank y'all for coming. Oh, thank you. You're very kind. That's a lovely dress you have on, dear. Oh, yes. Yes, very nice to see you. Yes, I do recall you.
Senator Leslie.
Thank you.
Senator Leslie.
Miss Stevens, I thought you no longer covered politics. Respectfully, I was glad to be free of you.
Well, as long as we're both being respectful, I'd like to express my condolences for your loss. Steve Drisco.
Oh, yes. I heard about that. Tragic.
And what was the exact nature of your relationship with Drisco?
You know, he worked security detail for us a few times, but to be honest, I really didn't know him that well.
Yeah, just a coffee boy, right?
And what about your relationship with the young man in that hotel room? You must have heard the old coffee boy was shopping that around.
You people are sick. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. You're really lovely. Really. Bye.
Is that a no comment, then?
I heard something about this so-called affair with that gentleman. But everyone knows that as a model of Christian conservatism, I would never be in such a situation. And I will not have my character called into question by a member of the liberal media. God rest her soul.
At first blush, Drisco's clients don't seem to have any connection whatsoever. But the connection is actually a simple one. They're men with money and secrets.
From the Goss Studios, it's The Goss Live. Now here's Guy Bregman with all the latest goss.
What do you got for me?
So I've got Kate Upton coming out of that new vegan joint downtown.
All right, she got Verlander with her?
She's just with this girlfriend, but the friend is, like, super hot.
All right, you know what that means.
Hot friend alert.
All right, let's cut there.
Jesus, Tyler. Kate Upton at a vegan place? Are you trying to fucking bore me to death? Look, get your camera and stake out that rub and tug in K-Town. Seems to get a lot of celebrity traffic, right? Go, be useful.
Guy Bergman?
Bregman.
I'm a reporter with the Metro Sun-Times.
Okay, then why are you at my paper?
That what this is?
Yeah, paper, radio, TV, we do everything.
Do you also hire fixers to squash stories about you?
What are you talking about?
You know Steve Drisco?
Heard of him.
You hear he's dead?
Yeah, shame.
Convenient that all of his secrets died with him. Did you hear he kept copies of the photos his clients wanted to disappear?
No honor amongst thieves, I guess. Look, this type of character seems a little... lowbrow to warrant the attention of a paper of the Sun-Times' alleged stature?
Well, we're not so much interested in him as we are his clients. Did you ever engage Drisco for any of his services?
No.
Is that on the record?
No, this is. Get the fuck off my set.
Oh, yeah, I remember that reporter. She snuck her way onto our studio, started nosing around. Not very cool, if you ask me. Not very professional. We may have a good time, but it's still a serious place of business. And she comes at me with these scandalous rumors. I mean, leave it to the professionals, kid.
Founder of tabloid empire The Goss, he and wife Jane are regularly spotted hobnobbing with the very celebrities they dig up dirt on. Dude...
Hey,
I'm working.
Let's dig up some dirt ourselves, huh?
God, I'm working.
Okay. Why are you looking up Guy Bergman?
I think it's Bregman, actually. Hey, tell me about this Pat Giles guy.
Well, he's not much of a glove, but man, hell of a bat. He was runner-up for the Rookie of the Year last season. Why? What is that?
Home or away this week?
Nine-game homestand starts tomorrow, but...
Thanks. Why... I've got to make a call.
Oh. Avery, this is bullshit.
Nice hit. That must be the swing that made you runner-up for Rookie of the Year.
You're supposed to be here.
Take the badge, slugger.
Look, you might have a press badge, but, clearly you don't cover baseball.
What makes you say that?
Well, first of all, you're talking to me during my batting practice.
I'm here to ask you about the NDA.
Well, what now?
The NDA that you got that woman to sign so she wouldn't come forward about your affair. I've seen the photos.
Look, lady, I don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know, bad information?
So you deny you had an affair with a woman and then paid Steve Drisco to suppress the photos of you and she?
Look, I'm a ball player, all right? I take pictures with people... all the time.
It would be pretty difficult for her to get these particular angles from an autograph line.
You want to show me these pictures you're talking about, huh?
I'd love to, but you or one of Drisco's other clients had him killed before he could hand them over to me, so...
So this is just another one of those crazy conspiracy theories. You know, I thought you newspaper people were supposed to be better than Twitter.
We're really not.
Baseball is a mental game. And being accused of something like that... it totally screwed my head.
I went on an 0 for 24 hit list streak after that and was demoted to the minors. So with this woman trying to mess with my personal life and my job, I could see someone wanting her dead. But I was on a rickety bus with no AC in the dead of summer going to play a minor league game in front of maybe 200 people at the time she was killed. So I'm so sorry if I can't shed any light on what happened to her.
Miss Stevens.
And who are you?
Can I come in?
That's a stupid name.
Please. I come bearing gifts from Senator Leslie. Nice place.
You don't look like you're a member of the good senator's staff.
No, I'm a friend.
What's that?
I told you. It's a gift.
Couldn't even put it in a birthday card?
Well, you know, these days the cards are almost as expensive as the gift.
A $10,000 card? What fucking Hallmark are you going to?
And another gift.
Aw, an NDA. How'd you know?
For the girl who has everything.
You're the new fixer.
Consultant.
Maybe you should consult your client, not to try and buy off a reporter.
Look, obviously, these are unsubstantiated rumors that aren't fit for print in the first place. Otherwise, you'd have already run the story, right? But another election is upon us, and we don't want any distractions. So what do we have to do to make this go away?
Take care of yourself. The last fixer ended up dead.
Senator Leslie just sent his new fixer to try and buy me off. Still don't think this is a story?
Avery.
Money, murder, politicians, media moguls, athletes. Oh, I'm sorry, is this boring to you?
It's tantalizing tabloid fodder. But it's unsubstantiated and it's not news. Speaking of tabloid fodder, I hear you're harassing Guy Bregman.
I believe it's Bergman. Wait, how'd you hear that?
He called to complain about you.
Oh, people sure are up in arms about a non-story.
Well, wouldn't you if someone was going after you with these allegations?
People don't drop envelopes of cash on your coffee table to squash allegations.
Offering to buy your silence is not incriminating.
Then I'll keep digging.
You'll stop digging. I told you to drop this, and you went rogue anyway. If you don't knock this off, you'll be looking for a new job. And the market does not look good for journalists right now.
I understand Avery was upset with my decision, but it was for her own good. Maybe had she actually listened, she... Well, who knows who actually killed her? That's for you to figure out. All I know is that everything I did in the name of protecting the integrity of the newspaper. That's the job of an editor. If a story's no good, you kill it.
This is Avery Stevens from the Metro Sun-Times calling again. I saw a picture of you with a bunch of other volunteers from Senator Leslie's last campaign. And, well, I think I saw another photo of you recently that I'd like to talk about. Please call me. Hey!
Oh, Miss Stevens. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
Mr. Bergman.
Bregman.
Whatever. What do you want?
Just out for a little stroll like yourself. But now that you mention it, how about you drop this whole hush money NDA story? As a professional courtesy.
Professional courtesy.
Sure, we're peers after all.
You're a tabloid rag. I work for a newspaper that's been around since the suffragettes. Don't call us peers.
My tabloid rag can expose things in your life, too. I'd be careful if I were you.
Or else you'll have me killed like Drisco?
No, of course not. I'll just make you wish you were dead.
Hello?
Hi, Avery?
Yes, who's this?
This is, it's Tiffany. I don't know if you remember me. I'm an intern at the Times. We talked in the kitchen one time.
Right, yes, I remember. What's up, Tiffany?
I was wondering if I could talk to you about something. Maybe we could meet up somewhere.
Sure, I'll be back at the office in 10.
No, not at the office. Somewhere else.
Thanks for agreeing to meet me here. I didn't want to talk about this at the office.
Sure. What's going on?
I couldn't help overhearing the other day. You're looking into that guy who paid women to keep quiet?
There was one man in there as well.
Really?
Yeah, politician.
Right, of course.
What about it, Tiffany?
I just thought maybe I should let you know that, That guy gave me an NDA to sign to.
Drisco? And he paid you?
Well, actually, it was more like, if you don't sign this, your career's over, kind of thing.
Rat, fuck. Who were you with? Who was he working on behalf of?
Tom?
As in our editor, Tom?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so fucking stupid.
No, you aren't. You... Fuck. Well, now I know why Tom's been trying so hard to kill this story. He is part of the story. Suppose I could have guessed. Tom, the senator, Bergman, they're all part of the old boys' club in town. They all use Drisco to keep their secrets.
Categorically false. Look, sometimes young interns develop these schoolgirl crushes because I'm the boss. And they make up these relationships in their heads. I don't know what she told Avery, but I'm a happily married man for over 3 decades. To suggest I've been unfaithful is crazy. Simple as that.
Okay, judging by the pacing, now's probably not a good time to talk either, then.
I need a drink.
Look, you've been avoiding me.
It's been a crazy couple weeks.
No, long before that.
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. Why?
You know why.
No, I don't. Ave, you barely pay attention to me. We haven't fucked in like weeks.
Chris, come on. This hasn't been working for a while.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's breaking news to me.
No, it's not. You've been wanting more than I can give you for a long time. What? We've been fighting nonstop.
No, we haven't. I've been trying. I've actually been trying really hard to be nice and not fight with you
about... You have. I've seen it. But the thing I've realized is that I don't want to try. And that's not fair.
Wow. You know what? You know what's not fair is that you've always cared more about your job than me.
See,
it's kind of fucked up, actually.
I don't know if it's that you're threatened by my career
I'm
or
sorry.
What, but I haven't...
Threatened by your career? Your career. Babe, you're a typer. Really? Why would I be threatened by some dumb little job?
Well, I guess that clears that up. You can go now.
Babe, Avery, please. We're good together. You know we're
good. I am
not
changing my mind. Get out.
Fine. Tell me the truth. Tell it to me, because I know you've been sleeping with someone else, and you're just breaking up with me, so you can stop feeling like a little slut. I know it.
Okay. Wow, I am so fucking done. Give me my house keys back and get out.
You're such a bitch.
Get the fuck out! Hey, my key! Chris!
Yeah, I was upset at the time, but I mean, to be honest, I didn't take the breakup very seriously. Look, we had broken up like a million times before, and she always took me back. I figured she was just stressed with work and that we'd make up once things calmed down. And, you know, then I got a call that she'd been killed. Look, it just sucks, because we had a really, really good thing, you know? I miss her. I miss Avery, and I don't know what to do right now.
Hey, have you seen Tiffany?
Tiffany?
The intern. Soft-spoken blonde girl. Her cubicle's cleared out.
Oh, yeah, she's not here anymore. I hear she just stopped showing up for work.
Well, did she come in to pick up her stuff or anything? Her cell's off.
No, it sounds like she just went AWOL.
So people were like, interns disappear all the time. They realize that this game's not for them, they move back home, whatever. But what I'm wondering is, did Tiffany disappear the way Drisco did? And am I next? Hello?
Hi, Avery?
Who's this?
The guy who swing you messed up?
Listen, if you're about to threaten me, you better take a number.
No. No threats. Listen, I just wanted to tell you, off the record, that, well, you're right. Okay, I did cheat on my wife. But you're on the road for 81 games a year. I mean, mistakes happen. But that's all it was. A guy, they're season ticket holders, right? And we were talking after a game about how Driscoll was going to reporter, and those two guys were talking about making him go away. Senator Leslie's the one that had the idea of making it look like a car crash. Anyway, I'm telling you all this so that you'll trust me. And so that you can do the story about those two, you know, and the payments and the hit on Driscoll, but please, I'm asking you to leave me out of it, all right? I'm a good guy. My wife's a good woman, but our marriage has been on the rocks for a while now, and just let me work things out with my wife.
First of all, just saying off the record doesn't make something off the record. Both parties have to agree. So everything you just said, on the record. Second, this isn't about you or your marriage or your swing. This is about silencing women and one man. I'm doing this story. Period.
Well, you just watch yourself.
If you're listening to this, I'm already dead. Or I've mysteriously disappeared. I don't know, maybe I'm just being paranoid, but I've seen it happen. Twice, at least. One dead, one missing. All so that rich and powerful men can keep their secrets. If your silence can't be bought, it'll be enforced. That's how these guys operate. These recordings contain everything I know. I made them throughout the investigation. They upload automatically to my cloud. I trust that someone will find them. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm Avery Stevens with the Metro Sun-Times, and everything you hear on these recordings is true. It comes from evidence I've seen firsthand, interviews I've conducted. Please, just follow the facts. Get the fuck out of here, now! I'll call the cops, I swear to God. No! Let go of my phone!
You've reached the end of the investigation. It's time to decide who you think Avery's killer is. Here are your suspects. Avery's boyfriend, Chris.
I know you've been sleeping with someone else, and you're just breaking up with me so you can stop feeling like a little slut. I know it.
The politician, Senator Leslie.
I will not have my character called into question by a member of the liberal media.
The tabloid mogul, Guy Bregman.
I'll just make you wish you were dead.
The baseball player, Pat Giles.
I could see someone wanting her dead.
Or her editor, Tom.
That's the job of an editor. If a story's no good, you kill it.
We'll be back with the answer after a word from our sponsor.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time to find out who killed Avery. Avery's killer was her boyfriend, Chris. Chris had been feeling ignored and emasculated by Avery and had become paranoid that she was leaving him for another man.
At the time, I thought she was cheating on me. Tell me the truth. Tell it to me, because I know you've been sleeping with someone else and you're just breaking up with me so you can stop feeling like a little slut. I know it.
Chris entered Avery's house and strangled her to death in a fit of jealous rage and insecurity. But something you may have heard just before Avery's death gave away the killer's identity.
Give me my house keys back and get out.
Chris had a set of keys to Avery's house. And if you listened closely, you could hear Avery's killer unlocking the front door before entering the house. This episode was inspired by a true crime that occurred in Bulgaria in 2018. When a journalist who was investigating corruption by government officials was found murdered, many speculated that her death was part of a conspiracy to stop the investigation. However, it turned out that her death was not connected to her work, but was the result of a random attack while she was out for a jog. Her killer confessed to the murder in court and was sentenced to 30 years in prison.
Avery was played by Katie McClellan. Chris by Patrick Cavanaugh. Drisco by Mark Engelhart. Guy by Joe Sanfilippo. Tom was played by Brian Finney. Pat Giles and Tyler by Sterling Bowman. Senator Leslie by Richard Doyle. Tiffany by Lexi DiBenedetto. The Suit by Richard Tatum. The reporter and announcer were played by Cheryl Texera. This episode of Solve was written and directed by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Corey Surge and Walt Palmer. Produced, recorded, and mixed by Salt Audio. Edited and mixed by Zach Jurich. Sound design by Zach Pino for Salt Audio. Original music and score by Noah Gersh and Jamie Sheffman at Salt Audio. Production coordinator, Liz LeMay. Casting by Romy Stutman. Casting assistant, Daisy Laura. Recorded at Bang Zoom Studios.
Next time on Solve. A popular social media star is murdered.
I'm here at the old Hollywood Hotel, where 23-year-old influencer Eloise Pham was found dead in the swimming pool this morning.
It's just about midnight, but thanks to jet lag, I am wide awake. Guess it's true what they say about it being the city that never sleeps.
But how did this trip of a lifetime turn into the vacation from hell?
El, all I'm saying is I want this vacation to be about us. You and me, not you, me, and your fans.
Again, it's all about what you want, Coop. No consideration of me.
Tune in next week to find out.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.